This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and we're going to have so much fun tonight on a Tuesday. Part of the show is going to be a big email roundup because there are so many good ones that came in. We're going to talk about being offended. Yes, I heard what Jasmine Crockett said. In fact, we're going to open up the show talking about that. We'll touch on the hearing from today that addressed the Signal chat thing from yesterday. Yes, I'm going to give you part two, possibly the final part of our little Anzio history. Part one was last night during the second hour. We'll do part two during the second hour of this show. We're going to discuss your rabid base taking over your party, what it means for you, women and feminism and being alone, a ceasefire in the Black Sea, all that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to first discuss, well, it's going to kind of be about Jasmine Crockett, but it's not really going to be about her. It's going to be about you. It's going to be about me. Life, goals, right, wrong, what we want. I know all day long you've heard the exact same soundbite of Jasmine Crockett talking about Texas Governor Greg Abbott and calling him, what'd she call him, Hot Wheels or something, Governor Hot Wheels.
Because we in these hot ass Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot.
I know you've heard that all day. And I also know this. And I haven't even listened today because, you know, I don't really listen to anything else or watch anything else. But I bet you $1 million that people you listen to, people you watch, I bet they've been offended all day.
This is an outrage. He's paralyzed. A tree fell on him. This is outrageous.
Okay. We talk about being offended a lot. And what do I always tell you? If you're offended by me, what do I tell you? I don't care. It means nothing to me. Why do I say that? Is that just because I'm a jerk? No, that's part of the reason. But why do I say that to you, that I don't care if you're offended? We get these emails, I am so mad at you, and I make fun of you relentlessly for it, and I tell you to stop listening. Why do I say that? It's actually not about me, because I don't care if you're offended. It's about you. I say that because we all in this country, the left and the right, have got to, now we'll let the left continue to be distracted, so let me just focus on the right. The right has got to stay focused on important tasks, tasks that involve saving the United States of America, because we are in a political war, a power war here. The stakes are high, as you know. Let me tell you what will win the war for us. Long term. This is not going to be next year, this month, whatever. Long term, what will win the war for us? Focused activism. Meaning we find what's important. we find any kind of a way we can defeat the other side. We focus on it, we attack it, and we attack it without end until we achieve victory in that specific area, and then we move right on to the next thing, and we focus on this race, this issue, this debate, this, on and on and on, knocking down their evil ideas, overcoming them with our good ideas. That's how we win this war in the end. You know what feels so good, and it plays so well on social media, and we can share it with our friends who share this, but it does you no good whatsoever? None being offended about anything. It's not about Jasmine Crockett, honestly. It's not about her at all. It's about you. It's about me wasting time being offended or emotional about something some moron congressman said, or something some moron on the radio named Jesse said, or anything really. I saw this sign in the yard and I'm offended. I heard what this congressman said and I'm offended. You went on a rant and said something bad about Trump. I'm offended. I'm offended. Who gives a crap? Set your soft, pathetic emotions aside and focus on the task at hand. Do you know that you know what the communist loves? He loves when you get offended. That's how he defeats you in arguments. You'll sit down and you'll have a debate about open borders. He wants your country full of rapists and murderers. You, correctly, don't want that. You want a secure border. You want illegals deported. So, surely, if you two sit down to debate, surely there's no way he can defeat you. He wants something evil. You want something good. How could he possibly win? He's going to win because 30 seconds into that debate, he's going to call you a Nazi, and you're going to get offended. And then you're going to start defending yourself and explaining that you're not a Nazi, and you'll start raising your voice. And soon, you're no longer discussing the open border or the demonic policies he wants. Soon, he's got you on the defense, offended, emotional, raising your voice, and you lost. You lost a debate that was a gimme. You should have won. Why would I give a crap what some brain-dead congresswoman says about the governor of Texas? Why would I allow that to dominate the news cycle or distract me in any way? It doesn't offend me at all. In fact, I'll tell you something else. If I didn't have a real aversion to doing so, I would consider donating money to Jasmine Crockett's campaign. Why? I think she's one of the greatest spokesmen for the right now we have in the United States of America. Every time I hear that idiot talk, I say to myself, wow, we just gained another seat in the House. Wow, Republican popularity went up. I wake up every single day excited to hear what Jasmine Crockett's going to say next. It actually tickles me to no end, because I can see what's happening plain as day the same way you can. Clearly, this young moron got elected to Congress. She's figured out a way to get her name out there, to get bigger and brighter, to get on all the media shows. She's figured out a way to have a hot-selling book. She's figured out a way to self-promote. She self-promotes by routinely doing the most over-the-top, ridiculous, racist, offensive, whatever word you want to put on it, the most over-the-top, ridiculous things, putting that on camera, thus promoting herself. But it tickles me to no end, because as Jasmine Crockett rises, the Democrat Party and their brand goes down. Down, 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 down. The whole country's happy with Trump. The whole country hates Democrats.
Let's take a look at the percentage of the country who say that we're on the right track. It's actually a very high percentage when you compare it to some historical numbers. What are we talking about? According to Marist, 45% say that we're on the right track. That's the second highest that Marist has measured since 2009. How about NBC News?
Why would I be offended about Jasmine Crockett when things are going well? She keeps talking, they keep getting less popular, we keep getting more popular. Why? Because she said something offensive about a man in a wheelchair? You shouldn't allow anybody to offend you. Especially somebody you don't know personally. Now, I should put a qualifier on that. If you know somebody personally, if your husband insults your looks, you're going to be offended, and that's understandable. And vice versa. You know, your wife looks at you and she says, man alive, when did you get fat? I understand that might hurt, right? I get it. If you're close with somebody, you share a personal relationship with them. I understand that they have the ability to hurt you emotionally. I'm not a robot. I get it. I have feelings too. I just keep them covered up. But let's stop playing the I'm more offended, I'm offended game. Let's stop playing that. It's not because I necessarily hate it or I don't understand it. It's because it doesn't help us. It doesn't move the ball forward at all. At all. It only holds us back as we lose focus. We lose focus and focus on idiots like Jasmine Crockett. And the more we focus on her, the less we're focusing on spreading the message right now that matters. The message of mass deportations. The message of getting spending under control. By the way, talked to a senator last night. I'll tell you about this in just a moment. Probably some things we have to discuss. I'll get to that in just a moment. Yeah, Chris, I'm not going to lie. It's not great. It's not great. But we have all kinds of critical things that matter for the future of the country. And I'll be honest with you, Governor Greg Abbott's feelings are not one of those things that matter at all. In fact, I'm reasonably sure Greg Abbott isn't offended at all. He's probably going to wear a Hot Wheels shirt tomorrow, I would bet you. If he has any sense of humor at all, he'll lean into it, get some fundraising dollars off it, make himself look cool, and I bet he will. He's a pretty savvy politician. But even if he is offended, which I'm sure he's not, even if Greg Abbott is sitting there in his house right now, sobbing in his hands, I can't believe she called me Governor Hot Wheels. I don't care about that either. I don't care. We have bigger fish to fry. They have a loudmouth moron. I hope she's in Congress forever. It helps us. I applaud her. Jasmine, please keep speaking. Huge fan. Love you. Love your work. Keep it up. All right? Now let's discuss what happened yesterday because we had to discuss it all day long today at the stupid hearing. Before I get to that, what does hurt is back pain. Not your emotions. Back pain. Knee pain. Relief Factor can't help you when you're offended, but it can help with that knee pain. That foot that keeps you from going on a walk. That shoulder that keeps you from playing pickleball, like I do, pickleball master, not to brag. The physical pains that hold you back from life don't have to stay there. We lie to ourselves and we convince ourselves just because we're getting older, well, we have to be in pain. Friggin' lie. Total lie. Relief Factor is there to take your pain away. Not just, oh, mask it for a couple hours. It's 100% drug-free supplement. It builds up in your system. 3 weeks, you're pain-free. And if you're not, by the way, don't order anymore. It's just 3 weeks. $19.95 to be pain-free. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Of course, we have all kinds of emails about Jasmine Crockett pouring in, but sadly, it's you, and most of them go like this. Hey, good doctor, I know she's among the nastiest and dumbest of commies, but where would you slot Jasmine Crockett in your rankings of the hottest congresswomen? I can't lie, she's kind of hot, he says. Let the bar eat. I don't know where I'd slot her. Certainly top 10. Chris? Chris says number 2. Chris says AOC's fallen off? Well, look, we're not even going to go into, I'm going to go into the budget thing here in a moment and we'll get to the intel stuff, but I'm not going to address this article about feminism in a while, but feminism, there's a whole laundry list of reasons you don't want to be a feminist. But one of the chief reasons is, are you a woman? Do you take pride in your appearance? Do you value your appearance? Of course you do. It's a womanly thing to do. Women will always place a high priority on their appearance. Men will always place a high priority on their professional success. It's just kind of how we're built. You know, the old caveman days, that kind of thing. Well, listen, there is nothing that's going to make you ugly faster than feminism. Remember that. AOC's going through this as well. It would be more beneficial for your looks to take up a 2-carton-a-day Marlboro Red habit than it would be to become a feminist. Two cartons of Marlboro Reds a day would age you less quickly than becoming a feminist. Bitterness just sucks the soul out of you. That wonderful, you know what a beauty, you know when you see a beautiful woman, it doesn't matter her age. She could be 20, she could be 60. A beautiful, confident woman, how she just lights up a room. It's like she radiates. This is nothing better. It's about more than physical, right? It's just, there's nothing better. Nothing better. My wife walks in, she lights up a room. When you're a feminist, no matter whether you're 20 or whether you're 60, when you walk into a room, you're like a dark cloud that walks in. And everyone tries to avoid you. It's like you have body odor. That's what feminism is. It's body odor. You have emotional body odor and everybody hates you. Now, real quickly, just a little point of concern before we get to the intelligence hearing stuff from today, as I promised. I was swapping some text messages last night with a senator, and you know how they're working on a budget? You know, they passed the CR, the continuing resolution. Now they're working on a budget, a big fatty. It's going to be really bad. And I actually asked him, in fact, let me read it here. I actually asked him, well, he said how bad it's going to be. And I said, well, bad as in horrific bad or bad as in, you know, standard bad? He said, oh, no. It's about as bad as it can get. And that's the one that's already sailing through the House, landing in the hands of the Senate. So, yeah. And that this is why I was talking about being focused, you see. This is a bill that got passed through the House of Representatives under Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson's out there today talking about this.
There were no war plans discussed. There was no classified material sent on that thread. The White House counsel is looking into the matter, looking into how this other number was inadvertently added. Obviously, that was a mistake and a serious one.
Yeah, how about the budget? Okay, but let's discuss the hearing today because I'm frustrated by that as well. This is why I voiced my frustration last night so loudly at the opening of the show. And actually, amazingly, I didn't really offend you with all that. When I was screaming and ranting and raving about how someone has to be fired for that whole thing, because I knew it was about to be a thing. It won't be 24 hours from now. It'll be forgotten. But today we had a huge hearing with a director of the CIA, director of the FBI, all these big shots there. And it was going to be a tremendous opportunity today to discuss America's enemies, discuss what's going on, discuss where we're at. Instead, it was an entire day of this crap.
To be clear, I haven't participated in any signal group messaging that relates to any classified information at all.
Okay. Director Gabbard.
Senator, I have the same answer. I have not participated in any signal group chat or any other chat on another app that contained any classified.
An entire day of handing them talking points. How could you be so amateurish? Are you on signal? An entire day of handing them that. An entire day of going to the news and instead of talking about what we want to get done, the judges, the deportations, the evil of the left, an entire day of embarrassing crap like this.
It is my understanding that the Biden administration authorized signal as a means of communication that was consistent with presidential record keeping requirements for its administration, and that continued into the Trump administration. It's simply another messaging app, like the iMessage app on your iPhone or email servers that every administration has set up, in which senior administration officials can communicate with each other.
An entire day of playing defense, an entire day of making excuses, an entire day lost. Have you seen, let me ask you something. Have you seen the work schedule for Washington, D.C., for the United States government for the year? Look it up. I think you'll find it fascinating. If you're not driving, pick up your phone and look at the Washington, D.C., or political, or maybe Congress. Look at the work calendar for Congress for the remainder of 2025. You think to yourself, well, it's just March. We've got time. Clock is ticking. An entire day lost. Because of this idiocy. And that's why I was so harsh yesterday. Fire him and get him out. I know it's not going to happen. Trump came out and said, well, he's a good man. We're not going to, but my opinion, that's a mistake. All right, let's move on. Do some other things, shall we? Because we have a lot to get to before we get to more Anzio talk. Let's also save a baby's life. Trump deserves all the credit in the world today. Trump administration to pause Planned Parenthood grants. People, myself included, have been hard on Trump in the past about his not necessarily the harshest stance on abortion in the world, but man, does he do a whole lot of good for the pro-life cause. That's a whole lot of good. And the battle continues on our end. If we really want to stop the abortion-loving culture, it's not only about stopping Planned Parenthood, it's about introducing mothers to their babies through the gift of ultrasound. That's what we need. Because they're still killing their babies in record numbers. And preborn is giving young mothers those ultrasounds for free. When a young woman chooses to have an abortion, preborn will find her and offer her help. Help preborn do that. Save a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys the ultrasound. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Yes, let us continue to stay focused on the task at hand, shall we? Stay focused on the fact that the Biden administration was stealing your money and they were handing it out to illegals for housing. Have you been stressing your rent payment? Maybe not able to afford a home? Listen to this from Scott Turner, Christy Noem.
We're here signing a partnership to ensure that the wasteful misappropriations that have been going to assist illegal aliens in our country will no longer go to assist them, but instead to assist the American people, in particular as it pertains to housing. We have a housing affordability crisis in our country, and so today we are ensuring that American taxpayer dollars are used to assist the American people.
Unfortunately, under the Biden administration, they prioritized illegal aliens over American families. And so this memorandum is going to be a partnership.
Good. Dear Jesse, I heard your Thursday podcast where you read the email about a possible studio tour giveaway. Bad idea, brother. There's an obvious security concern these days. You never know what you will get. They may act like they're a fan, like a true anti-communist, but could be just a dirty commie who puts out the address to all his comrades. How about you just make a video of the studio interior and put it on YouTube? That's all. He says his name is Chris. I appreciate you guys looking out. You know what's funny? My wife said the exact same thing. She freaked out. She's like, no, absolutely not, because somebody's just going to come and try to hurt you. Look, I'm not denying that communists want to kill me. I get that. Do you have any idea how many guns we have here in the studio? Are you under the impression it's just me? Yes, obviously I carry at all times. Everybody knows that. It's like a freaking war room in this place between me and Chris and Corey. Look, if you come through that door wanting to start some trouble, you're going to have a lot of lead coming back your direction. Can Chris or Corey shoot? Probably not, but I can, and they can distract them while I shoot, all right? So it's all working out. Dear Dr. Bandito, I'm not so convinced. Oh, gosh. The guy wants to talk Russian history. I'll tell you what, we'll get to Russian history in a little bit. Now, I wanted to play this because there's a new head of the CDC, and there's a lot of bad information out there about the new head of the CDC, but there's some concerns. First of all, let's remember the Center for Disease Control was just a few years ago one of the most revered institutions in the United States of America. Then COVID happened, and well, we all found out they're just a bunch of dirty communists.
I wear a mask because it's a tiny sacrifice to protect your freedoms.
Yo uso una máscara para mi familia y la comunidad.
I wear a mask.
He brought up a good point.
Because too many people who look like me are getting sick and dying.
Can you imagine being around someone with that voice all the time?
COVID-19.
I've grown fond of seeing people smile with their eyes. It's a beautiful experience in these times.
Even if you don't have to, I hope you...
What a dork.
Choose to.
Yeah. So Trump put up somebody for CDC, and the system stopped it. Rumor has it that vaccine lovers like Susan Collins and Red Louisiana's own Bill Cassidy torpedoed Trump's CDC director. We now have this new woman who's taking over. I need to clean and clarify a couple things. First, there's a lot of bad information going around today about things this woman has said that she didn't actually say. There are social media posts from the official CDC director's account that she now runs, and the social media posts are all the same quacky COVID stuff, masking, social distancing stuff. That wasn't her. That was the last CDC director. However, there's also some audio. Chris, find it if you can. There's also some audio of her on TV talking about things like equity, talking about things like inclusion, using all the filthy commie buzzwords you're used to. In fact, if Chris actually finds the bit of audio, your red flag meter, it's going to just be pinging all over the daggone place the second we actually play the thing. What's that? You have it? Hold on. Go ahead and play it.
I know that during the COVID experience, there were challenges and limitations about having clinical trials accessible to the entire patient population. And there was, you know, challenges that were overcome over time, but we don't want to be put in that place again. So that's where we started from. But as we were thinking about it from the ARPA-H perspective, it's what can we do to ensure that at steady state, not just in response to a pandemic, but at steady state, that we have an open and inclusive and fully benefiting clinical trial network so that we can ensure that it's equitable, that it's accessible,
I know you listen to the show long enough. I mean, shoot, if this is your first night listening, you've listened to the show long enough. You heard all the buzzwords. You know how this woman thinks. So why are we stuck with this woman as CDC director? Well, I'll tell you what, I read a couple different things here. In fact, one we already read, Trump administration to pause Planned Parenthood grants. Now that's good, right? That's good. But what are the details of all this? The Trump administration is preparing to halt tens of millions of dollars in federal family planning grants to several organizations pending an investigation into their diversity efforts. This will come back to CDC. Stay with me. So we're not pausing Planned Parenthood grants just because it's a Holocaust organization that's killed 65 million babies. We had to find some legal loophole to jump through just the right way. Well, it's because of the diversity efforts. Oh, here's another headline. U.S. stocks surge. Whoa, that's great news, right? Of course, it is great news. On reports of softer Trump tariff policy. Hey, you want the stock market to come back? Back off of your economic policy and we'll allow you to have a stock market again. Now the CDC director. We had a good one coming in. Losers like Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, torpedo the nomination. Replace the nomination with one who will slow us down. Every single part of the criminal organization known as the United States government is designed to do exactly what every criminal organization is designed to do. Make money for themselves while protecting the system itself, protecting the family, stopping any kind of reform, figuring out a way to throw stumbling blocks in the way of anyone who might reform things, figuring out a way to, if not stop, at least slow roll every single reform you might want. So when you try to mass deport 20 million people, you'll have a judge here and a judge there. This is another 2 weeks. Stop for a month. Stop here. Stop there. Soon you're at the end of 4 years. You've deported maybe 500,000 people, and all the barbarians Joe Biden brought in got to stay. That is how the criminal organization known as the United States government works, and that is why I sound so harsh on the air screaming about people needing to be prosecuted, not fired, not resignation, and not backing off of critical things that I heard repeatedly in the run-up to all this. Things like, I'm going to eliminate the intelligence wing of the FBI. Where's that at? I'm going to eliminate this. I'm going to eliminate that. I'm going to do that. Where are these things at? These are critical things we must have because the criminal organization known as the government is designed to stop any changes. And so there is something I'm seeing a lot of that I'm sick of. And I'll tell you exactly what that is in just a moment. I'll tell you exactly what I'm sick of before I get to that. I'm also sick of having to hear from every friend of mine who owns or runs a business about how hard it is to find a qualified person. They just can't find them. And it's not that I don't feel their pain. I get it. Look at the two people I have to work with. The point is, ZipRecruiter is there. ZipRecruiter even created Zip Intro. Do you know what that is? You know what speed dating is, right? You've at least seen it. You sit down and talk to someone for 5 minutes, and then they get up and leave, and someone else sits down. It's a quick way to, hey, let's see if there's even a chance here. That way, we don't have to do Red Lobster. You know, let's just do 5 minutes, and they'll decide if you're worthy of Red Lobster. At ZipRecruiter, they have Zip Intro, back-to-back video calls, this candidate, that candidate, that candidate, quickly sifting through all the garbage until you find the diamond in the rough. You get that for free. You realize that? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Zip Intro will change your life, and you're about to find that choice employee. I'll tell you what I'm sick of next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have part two of our historical Battle of Anzio story coming up about 10 minutes from now. But let me tell you, just to wrap up, the put a little bow on this, and we'll do some emails about what I'm tired of seeing, and I'm tired of hearing it. You are allowed to be frustrated and voice your frustration. I'm frustrated with these judges. I'm frustrated with this. I'm angry. I can do that as well. I'll be honest. I'm kind of tired of hearing that out of the White House. And here's why. Trump tries to do the right thing and grab a bunch of barbarians and deport them. Judges jump in and say, no, you can't. No, there's a legal injunction. Pam Bondi jumps in, talks about how frustrated she is, and that we're going to put a stop to this. And then I talked to somebody today, and I found out that Pam Bondi, the DOJ, they're very frustrated at all the resources they have to dedicate to fighting these judges. And I'm frustrated by this, and she's frustrated by that, and frustrated by this. Don't tell me problems. Tell me solutions. You get to be frustrated because you have to be a spectator. I get to be frustrated. I have to be a spectator. These people were tasked with saving the United States of America in 4 years. I don't want to hear or read another social media post from another member of the administration who talks about how frustrated they are by the judges. I'm frustrated by this, and I'm frustrated by that. I'm just so frustrated. Sorry. Ignore them. Or get run over for 4 years. The bold action we've seen the Trump administration take early on cannot slow down. It must continue. And when I hear I'm frustrated, you know what I hear? Excuses. That's what I hear. And I know, oh, don't get me wrong, I know. I know about the stakes, but I constantly am getting this kind of messaging of we're very frustrated and this judge is a bad guy. I get different versions of that as well. He's a bad guy. This judge, yeah, I got that. I got that. He's a freaking evil demon. I got it. He has a vested financial interest in communism and destroying the country. He's a piece of trash who wants to put a rapist in your daughter's community. I get it. I know he's a bad guy. I don't need you to tell me what I already know. When I walk into the house and I find a man, he's got my family tied up in the living room and he's stuffing all my belongings in the sack, I don't need you, the security guard, to come say, hey, Jesse, look at that guy. He's a bad guy and I'm frustrated. No, you're the security guard. You stop him. I get to be frustrated. You help. I'm tired of hearing about the frustrations of the administration as if they're innocent bystanders. No. You have to take on the communist menace. He is going to frustrate you on purpose for 4 years if you allow him. For 4 years, it will be stumbling blocks and landmines and walls put up to ensure that you are boxed in and you can do a little good here and a little good there, but not quite enough. That's why we are what? It is March 25th. How many deportations do we have so far?
I can tell you, I look at the numbers this morning. Since President Trump's been in office, we're at about 44,000 arrests in the interior of the United States. We arrested more criminals in the first 2 months.
2 months, 44,000. I've already told you before that I get it. I'm patient. They have to work things up. They have to get things in place for self-deportation. I understand it. That patience is not going to last for 4 years. If these numbers, 2 months, 44,000? I know I went to community college, but I just did the math in my head. That's 22,000 a month. So hold on a second. Let's just go ahead and do this here. Very professional. I'm doing this on my phone as you listen. 22,000 times 12 times 4 equals 1 million, roughly. That's, if we're being generous, 1/20th of what Joe Biden brought in. At the end of 4 years, I don't want to hear about how frustrated you were the entire time. I don't want to hear about the birth pains. I want you to show me the baby. I was promised mass deportations. I expect delivery. I was promised this. I was promised that. I was promised this. Oh, but the judges, no, I know. I know we have a gang of demons. I get it. They've been put there to do exactly what they're doing. Are you willing to ignore them and move forward? All I hear about is how we're complying, but we're frustrated. We're complying, but we're frustrated. Okay? So Supreme Court's going to what? They'll slow roll you for a year? 2 years? While you're frustrated? Maybe let's be nice and let's say it's only a year, and let's say the Supreme Court comes back in a year and they actually rule on your side. Okay, we're the Supreme Court. We've ruled. These lower courts are out of control. And this is a best case scenario. These lower courts are out of control and they're not allowed to do that anymore. You just gave up 25% of your presidency being frustrated. I know. A lot of this stuff hurts to hear. Maybe I'm just in a sour mood today, and I admit I am. There's a good reason for that. I ordered breakfast tacos this morning from my favorite breakfast taco place, and this place is one of the best ones. It's one of the best ones. I always stop in there. Oh, Chris, yeah, it's the one you're thinking of. Yep. I stopped in, and they've gone to powdered eggs. They'll be out of business in a month. This is Texas. This is a good breakfast taco place on every corner. This was the one that used to have a line. Powdered eggs now, you'd be gone in a month. And so I've been angry all day long ever since then. And now I'm taking my anger out on everybody. And so I apologize for the bad mood, but that's where I'm at. I'm after the breakfast tacos, I don't want to hear any more excuses. And I don't want to hear about your frustrations. I don't want to hear how evil the demon is. I know he's a demon. I know he's evil. I need you to defeat him. That's what I need. I want to hear about your plans to defeat him. That's what I want to hear. Don't tell me the birth pains. Show me the baby. That's that. Now, last night we did part one of the Battle of Anzio in World War II. Tonight, I might wrap up the whole thing, but tonight is part two. I guess it'll depend on how long I'm going to go, but we're done with politics for a few. I need to think about my breakfast tacos. We're going to do some history next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom.
if we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.